Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good friend Valerie Sokolowski back on the show. Valerie is the author of Do It Right. She's an expert in professional behavior in the workplace, helping companies and individuals behave themselves, work and play well with others, knowing how to, you know, she's not, this is not about which fork to pick up. I have other people who help me with that, which I sorely need. This is about how to behave in the workplace so that you don't have too many career-defining moments. And she's our good friend, Valerie Sokolowski. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
What are we going to talk about?
And by the way, I just wanted to say her book is called Do It Right, the New Book of Business Etiquette. Is that the new one? Is that the last one, Valerie?
That's the last, the eighth one. I don't know how many more babies I can birth, Jim.
It is like birthing a baby, writing a book, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yes.
Hey, I always say that that's as close that a man can get to that experience is writing a book. Valerie, I want to talk about toxic cultures in just a minute, but before we do that, let's talk a little bit about some regular etiquette. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
There's an epidemic going on right now that I'd like for you to help me stop. When you're talking with somebody and it's clear that the two of you are engaged, like at a mixer or wherever the meeting may be, you and another person are clearly engaged with each other, and other people will walk up and literally interrupt the two of you, not even say hello to one person, but almost step in front of the group, the two, and engage one of the two. And start talking to them as if they were standing there, you know, hoping somebody would come by and talk to them. Have you noticed this?
I have noticed some toxic behavior in social activities too.
I guess that is kind of toxic. I just think of it as being singularly rude and self-absorbed. And I mean, I'm having a conversation with somebody and they literally. Now here's what I do. Whenever I see people talking and I want to say something to one, maybe I'm only saying I'll meet you in 10 minutes, even if it's just something like that, I stand patiently until they both take a breath at the same time, and it's obvious that they're about to move to another conversation, and then I step in. I wait.
Well, that's obviously the better thing to do. A good thing to do, though, if someone does give the example that you're just using, walk in and just start interrupting and talking to one of the people, the other one could easily say, well, Jim, hello, it's nice that you joined us. Bill and I were just talking about XYZ.
Why don't people do that?
Why don't you join this conversation? And so, Bill, and then just keep the ball in your control.
Well, I think that's a good idea, but I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why people don't say. I'll tell you what I've actually said. I've actually said, "Excuse me, John, we're in the middle of something right now." I mean, I'll embarrass them if I have to.
You know, you wonder where that's coming from. Let's get to the core of where that's coming from, Jim. I don't think people realize, honestly, how rude they can be.
Yeah,
it's amazing to me that obviously. They just didn't have no upbringing. You know what I mean?
Right, no raising.
And they didn't read my book. So the first thing is you have it ready every time you go somewhere, right?
Right. Well, no,
so
that's exactly.
Read this.
I keep mine in my. I keep my copy of your book in my hip pocket.
But, that's a good thing.
Folded up in my pocket. But ladies and gentlemen, please don't do this.
No.
You're not the most important person on the planet. You know, maybe in a few minutes you will be, but right now, if other people are talking, please don't interrupt them. Now, you know what I have done? I have gone and stood nearby where if they wanted to see me, they could see me, and they could say, hey, John, come over here and say hi to Bill or whatever. But you know, it's you can call it a form of lurking if you want to, but in a networking situation, I think it's okay. But if they don't invite me in, I move away.
Well, that's a good thing to do. And when you come over and you're just lurking to your words, if you just, obviously, you're a person that's come over, somebody, one of the people, will give you eye contact.
If they want to smile back,
then that sort of just pulls you in. The person typically will pull you in. But you're absolutely right. If they don't pull you in and you stand there for, let's say, 30 seconds, and you're absolutely as if you're a non-person, you don't want in that conversation anyway. Just smile and say, excuse me, or just don't say anything. Move out and move somewhere else.
Hold on to that thought, Valerie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. More of this right after these messages with Valerie Sokolowski.
Break the silence.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, that's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. And so smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find my knowledge base, my blog, my newsletter, thousands of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members. Every topic under the small business sun is there, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you got going on, whatever is about to eat you alive, or whatever is about to take you to the moon, we got something that will help you if you'll check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, of course, my newsletter. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Valerie Sokolowski is with us, ladies and gentlemen. I love her name, Sokolowski. Doesn't that sound have a great sound? Do It Right is her book, the new book of business etiquette. We're talking about toxic behavior, right? Right,
absolutely.
Valerie? I mean, this thing with folks, please slow down just a little bit when you're networking, when you're around folks. Yes, you might have to wait a little bit. Yes, you might even miss an opportunity to talk to somebody if you don't hover around long enough and they get away from you. But that's better than being seen. I would rather miss an opportunity to talk to somebody I wanted to talk to than to have them think I didn't know how to behave, Valerie.
You know what's so really bad about that kind of behavior is we've talked about the work I'm doing now I'm so passionate about personal branding. Well, with people who are trying to create a strong, good personal brand, and in today's world we all need one, a lot of your branding is done when you're interacting socially. So think about what you're leaving behind in the kind of behavior that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. People are not going to look at you if, God forbid, something happens to your job, you're in transition, you're looking for someone else. Well, what do you think people are going to think about you? Will you be top of mind when they say, gee, you know, Jim would really be good in this position? They won't even think about Jim if they've seen that kind of behavior.
Right.
So
that's what they'll remember.
You're absolutely devastating your own brand when you do things like that.
My venue that I was talking about was kind of a public mixer, maybe a conference or something like that. What about when it happens inside the operation of the company? There's a lot of toxic stuff going on there, and I wonder, have you seen, since with the economy the way it is, and I think you'll agree with me, there's been a lot of fear in the marketplace over the last several months, year or so. Is that fear exacerbating? Is it adding to the toxic behavior inside of companies?
Well, it possibly could. And one of the things that I think is important to talk about to your small business owners is to step back and realize, you know, there's this swine flu that's going around being talked about, but maybe we should look within our own culture, within our companies, and say as a boss, as a manager, as a supervisor, oh my goodness, is this a culture that people want to work in? Because talent is so important in today's economy like you're talking about. So think about, as a business owner, am I creating a culture where people want to stay? Rather than, oh my gosh, the last retiree said to someone, and I got the word that they were so glad to get out of here because da 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 da. So take a look at what kind of a culture you're creating. Is it toxic? Is it inspiring? Is it living the values that you say you're living? And let me give you a good example. I was working with a client recently who is getting ready to leave a really good position, and here's why. We worked on uncovering in her, in building her personal brand, we uncovered what was really important to her in her core values. And as we talked about this and really thought about it, and I tried to relate it to, okay, where's the alignment to your company's values, she stopped and she said, oh my gosh, that's why I'm so unhappy. Yeah, up on the wall it says values are this, right, this, and this. But they're not walking the talk.
Right.
This is what I'm seeing really goes on, and I don't know if I can live with
and
it
she
any
found
longer.
An empty. She found an emptiness, didn't she?
She found something that was totally a disconnect to her own values. So think about, as a business owner, what do we say are our values? And stop and say, but what does that look like? And do I see people in my organization behaving to those values? And what am I doing, by the way?
Right.
And what it's a real eye-opener.
Right. I call that the bed bug scenario. Have you heard about the bed bug letter?
No.
Back in the 1800s, the bed bugs was part of the Pullman experience, the rail cars. And so this lady complained to the president of this railroad company about bed bugs. And so she gets this letter back from him, and it says, oh, my goodness, ma'am, we're so sorry. This is horrible. We can't believe that you had this experience. This is not something we put up with. Please accept my apology, blah, 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 right? On and on and on. And so, but she noticed inside the envelope there was something else, and she opened it up, and there was a little note, handwritten note from the president of the company to his secretary, and it said, Helen, send this idiot the bed bug letter.
Oh, my goodness.
So what does that say? What does that say inside the company when the company says, you know, this is behavior that we will not tolerate for our customers, but then they behave the other way?
That's it. That's it. So then you have to ask, well, you know, what are my, as a boss, what are my own values?
Yeah.
If I'm running the company, what's really important to me?
Mm-hmm.
And if those things are important to me, then what am I demonstrating that's showing that behavior?
And I will tell you something. The younger generations that are coming up right now, they have a disconnect antenna that comes up real quick.
You bet.
They're not going to put up with that for very long. You're not going to keep them.
No.
A little bit of Foreigner bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Valerie Sokolowski. Her book is called Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. Valerie, tell us how we can find you online.
Just my name, Valerie and Company, valerieandcompany.com.
And they can find your book there, and they can find...
And on Amazon.
And they find your book on Amazon, all right? And also, you're on Twitter as well, aren't you?
I am. We have to be these days. It's crazy.
What is your Twitter address?
Oh, I wish you hadn't asked me that.
Oh, no.
I don't remember.
Is it at Valerie? Just search for Valerie Sokolowski. Search for Valerie Sokolowski. We'll
go
come up with
LinkedIn.
That.
How about Jim?
There you go. hey, Valerie, we're talking about, folks, Valerie and I are talking about toxic situations, toxic companies, toxic behavior. A lot of times, way too often, the leader of the company, the leader of the organization is responsible for whatever toxicity is in the company, either because they're the producers of it, or if they're not, they allow it to happen, don't they?
And sometimes, honestly, they don't know. And again, another story.
But that's working. But they should know. That's allowing it to happen.
Well, eventually they will. We've worked with last week with a senior VP of a company that has been in the position about 4 years, and he's been trying to turn, quote-unquote, his team around, and it wasn't working. So he came to us, we did some team building, started doing executive coaching, and we found out through a 360 that he himself was demonstrating some toxic behavior. And he honestly was surprised. He said, but I'm just trying to drive this through. Well, think about those words.
Wow.
I'm, first of all, trying to drive this through. So he was using that very determined, domineering kind of a style that wasn't working. He was with a team of people that had tenured. They'd been there for a long time, and here comes this high-charging, high-energy guy that tried to do it his way. And when he realized that, it was a major aha. He just really didn't realize that that wasn't the thing to do. He thought he was being a leader. So sometimes people really don't know.
I've got
a 360 that if people want to take a look at themselves and what other people think of their brand attributes,
right,
I'll give it to them free if they'll come to my website and tell me.
Go ahead. And that's ValerieAndCompany.com.
Uh-huh.
By the way, folks, Valerie, your Twitter address is Valerie Sokolowski.
Oh, thank you. That's hard to remember.
It's
that's
at
why
Valerie Sokolowski. Hey, what should a business owner do when they see, you know, it's probably going to be a situation where they've given somebody some authority. They've gotten to the level where they've hired a manager, they've promoted someone to a management position, and then they find out that this person is installing some toxicity in the company. Their behavior, the way they treat people, the way they represent the company, it's not promoting the goodwill inside or outside of the company. How do they deal with that?
They bring them in as soon as they hear anything. Bad news over time only gets worse.
Right.
So nip it in the bud, bring the person in, sit down, and be honest and say, these are some things that have come to my attention, Bill, or Mary. I'd like to talk about it. Could you give me an example of why this happened? Or I've heard, you know, have some facts, in other words. Don't just have hearsay, but have some facts. Watch, and really do bring the person in and talk about it.
You're right about nipping it in the bud, as Barney Fife would say, because if you wait too long, then this person will have established themselves with that kind of a behavior, and for them to turn it around, it will be very embarrassing to them. It'll be hard for them to do it. And so if you're bringing on a manager, I think it's really important in the early days to really observe them and see how they're interacting with people.
Well, even better, have that conversation up front.
Yeah,
when
that's
the
a good
person
idea.
Is hired.
Yeah.
And talk about the culture and the organization and
I
all
do
the
that.
Good things that they
I
want to
I do that
see
when
happen.
When I bring somebody on board, I have that conversation with them.
Well, what kinds of things do you say, Jim?
Well, one of the things I say is you don't have to lie to me, because if you want to do something, I'll probably let you do it. And you don't have to steal from me, because if you want something I got, just ask me. I'll probably give it to you.
That's great.
I mean, you know, that's the kinds of conversation I have with them before there are any preconceived notions. Hey, Valerie, will you come back again real soon? We need to talk about this some more.
Let's just do it.
All right. There you go. Do It Right is her book. Valerie Sokolowski, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.